Mitchell volleyball tonight. Mitchell swept for the second time this week. They lose to the number one ranked team in the state, O'Gorman. Lost the first set by 10. Lose the second set by 9. Lose the last set a little bit closer at 25-20. Awaiting head coach Deb Phil for the Shays Restaurant postgame show on KORN. So Mitchell, they lose. They are swept for the second time here this week. They finished the week 0-2. It's the first time they've lost consecutive matches. As the head coach Deb Phil joins us, Emma Ronsink, she ends up with around 14 kills on the night. Only player in double digits. Where's your microphone? Head coach Deb Phil joins us. The server saved us too many aces for O'Gorman.
They were serving bullets, too.
They were.
That team relies a lot heavily, and we knew that they were a very tough serving team. And I thought we did better than what we did on Tuesday, though, considering the serving that was happening. And, you know, sometimes teams get on a roll like that, and they serve hard, and they didn't start missing it until the third set. So.
Yeah, third set, you're down 9. You get it within 3. You fall back by 7. You try almost get it within 2 there. So you like to see that there. Late in the third set,
right.
You almost got within 2.
Right. And, you know, our kids hung in there, and, you know, Gorman's good. They're really, really good. They got a lot of weapons, and their setters are very good. But I thought our kids, we did a lot of good things tonight, which we did things better tonight than we did on Tuesday. And that's the learning process that we're going through right now.
What else did you like? The serve was kind of iffy at the beginning, but seemed like that got better as far as the sets. Yeah.
Well, we did talk about it in the locker room about in set 2 and set 3. We missed back-to-back serves. And when you're playing a team like Sioux Falls O'Gorman, you can't do that because then you're giving them points plus the momentum plus they're a really strong serving team. So, you know, we got to do that a little bit better. And we didn't miss serves late in the third set. So that was a good thing.
It's a good time of year to have that week off.
Right. And we know we've got to work on some things. We got to, you know, our ball control, you know, we had some hitting errors that I thought were not very common for us. But you know, we figured out our blocking scheme a little bit better as the match went on and made some adjustments, and you know, our kids did a good job of that.
Yeah, Ron Sink with about 14 kills.
Told you she was good.
I mean, she's great. A lot of those from the back row. I mean,
right.
Carly got her on one of them with a solo block, but
we knew that was coming.
How difficult does that make it with those back row attacks?
Well, the timing is a little bit different, obviously, when you're getting set in the back row. And it just took us a little bit to figure that out. And then I thought we adjusted on that pretty well.
Got final stats. Did Carly lead you in kills here? What do we got for kills and assists?
Carly had 6, and then both Mac and Chelsea and Sage had 4 is what we have for offense. And then Mandy had 15 assists. And Diggs, looks like Bridget had 8. Chelsea had 7. Carly had 2 blocks.
Player of the match? Carly?
Sure.
Carly Herring, player of the match, team high 6 kills. Also had that one solo block there, so a couple of blocks for her. And enjoy the week off. We'll see you at Coach's Show Wednesday, and then back-to-back matches are Friday and Saturday. So we'll see you then.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Head coach Deb Phil joins us post-game show here at Shays Restaurant on KORN. Mitchell, 11-5 on the season, ranked number 5, and we'll see, again, Mitchell back off. 8 straight days off. They'll be back at it Friday night at home versus Rapid City Central. Special start time of 5:30. There's also football that night. And then Mitchell back at it. A 1:30 start time on Saturday. They take on Rapid City Stevens. So O'Gorman very good, Stevens very good, and Washington very good. Those are your 3 teams that probably 2 of those 3 going to be in the state title game in next month. So Mitchell, they're getting swept. So they're 11-5. They'll have 8 days off to figure out what ails them. For Javen back in the studio, Travis Krinz here at O'Gorman tonight. O'Gorman, they sweep Mitchell on KORN.